about whoever's emceeing the event, and especially if they have a reputation of going around and not being politically correct or saying something that crossed the line. And I'm talking about myself and the event, especially when I'm drinking and I've left events and I've had it happen two or three times. I'm not proud of this. This is just when I was very immature, which I'm not anymore. I've grown up a lot. But where somebody before you leave says, you were really out of line tonight. And I thought you went too far. And if I would have known this, you would have never done it tonight. And I always said, like, so I got to ask you this question. Since you know how I am, everybody tells you what you're getting. And now you're telling me I went too far on a couple of things. And I have gone too far. And I know when it happens, you know, I'll even go, oh, I guess I went a little too far on that one, huh? Oh, probably shouldn't have said that. So that was kind of last night. And if you've been watching the promos on ESPN, Shane Gillis, who's a very funny man, or some people think he's funny, I do, hosting the ESPYs last night. And look at this, ESPYs thing's kind of a made-up thing, right? They started it. It's not like it's been around forever, but hey, they are the sports leader, and they talk about all these people, and they give awards to both men and women, and they have 9,000 categories of stuff, the best team, the best player, the best girl, the best guy, you know, all these different things. Nobody was talking about that those awards when they left last night. They were all talking about the crap that Shane Gillis said. Right, Woody? Woody, are you right? That's where you get in the car or you get in the Uber if you've had too much to drink or you got a private car. As you're leaving, you're talking about, I couldn't laugh, but did you hear? Or you get, that was so out of line. I can't believe he said that. Or and then there are going to be people like, I'm really pissed that they let him do that. How dare ESPN let that guy? They had to know that. Everybody there, black and white and brown and yellow and green, and any age had to know last night when they saw who was hosting that show what was going to happen. Right?
So I don't watch the ESPYs, Joe, but I did notice last night that Shane Gillis was the top trending thing on Twitter. So I went back. I went on the ESPN app, and I watched his monologue, and my ribs were hurting afterwards, man. He is a funny guy. Obviously, it was probably the wrong place for it, but...
But it wasn't because ESPN has time to think about it. They get blasted all the time.
Well, I think it was on ABC. I think it was on, like, network television.
But
you're right, though, man. Yeah, you can't have a guy like that do it and expect that he's just going to go up there and keep it fluff. But
so and he even says, so here's the part that got me. I've been watching over the last 3 or 4 days, and again, I'm out here with my 91-year-old dad spending some extra time, and he's doing great, and it's good, and it's the right thing to do, and he's by himself. And so, you know, we're watching this, and I watch promos like a lot of you, and he's been promoting, like, pretty much, you know, they think they're going to control me. Or, you know, like, really? Like his whole thing is, you know, I'm going to say something that you're going to want to watch because it's going to cross the line a little bit or might get a little edgy. And that's what he did. And the best part of last night, you're just telling me about this. Pat McAfee gets caught laughing his ass off. He had to stop.
Oh, yeah. So they show him on camera when he says the Juan Soto thing. And you could tell he's laughing, and he sees that he's on the camera, and he goes right to a straight face. Yeah. He didn't want to get caught laughing.
Yeah. Like, he likes to be cool and stuff, but he also knows. Like,
you know how it is out there, man. It's bad to say the stuff. It's bad to laugh
right
at
now,
it.
Right now, yeah. The
people can't
climate's
do
a little different.
People
climate's,
can't. Yeah.
And
it's a sad state where we're at, though, where people can't, like, just,
well, whatever,
you know,
well, you had
just
that
laugh, right?
On funny or not funny. And listen, I've done stuff and I thought it was funny. And
you're also not a comedian, though.
No, but I'm an idiot.
You don't do stand-up comedy,
stand
Joe, in fairness.
There. But this guy, like, it's what he does. And like, if you don't like it, like, why'd you hire me? You hired me to do this. Why'd you hire me? You should have known. And if you don't like it, hey, he said the same thing to Saturday Night Live. Hey, you know, he made a living on doing that, and then you'll never be back. How dare you do that? He's like, good. I mean, it's fine. My stand-up's going to be just fine. I'm going to make millions and millions of dollars because people like my stuff. Anyway, yeah, when I saw that, I wonder how many people just said, I got to see the kind of stuff this guy's going to say with a mixed company of athletes and with all the stuff that's going on and all the shots that'll be taken.
It was one of the funnier monologues I've ever seen at an awards show. And I'm sure the rest of the show sucked. But it was just really, really
funny.
I'm
not sitting here saying it sucks. Listen, they're honoring it. It's called the dead night of sports. It really
it
is, except for Messi. His team losing last night. And, boy, what a nice little run Messi had, huh? 2 goals, 5 straight games before they got shut out last night by FC Cincinnati. 3-0 you just had in your update there, not taken away from anything. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff, but I did, so – I'm not trying to say that I think I'm funny or anything. I'm not, but this is one of the reasons I've cut way back on doing events, plus spending more time with my wife on weekends from doing charity events and doing things where people ask, hey, man, do you mind getting up there? No, it's cool. And then, you know, people go, hey, can you not mention this? Because I know you know about it and that. And then when you start getting that, like, hey, man, why don't you get somebody else to do it? We got some young TV guys. Mike Cugno and those guys will get up there and they're going to say the right things and they're not going to, you know, take the jab about look like you gained some weight since last time. You know, whatever it is, it's somebody, oh, how, why do you have to bring that up? And so I've cut way back on those things. Woody, I was thinking last night as you and I are laughing this morning about the ESPYs last night and Shane Gillis, I was just thinking, I did an event and probably had a little too much to drink. That's part of the problem usually because I sit around and, you know, have a few and I'm laughing with people and then you get up there and you're feeling pretty good and you look around and you kind of take a look at the room a little bit and see who's there and stuff. Not that it matters at that point because you figure, hey, again, you know, well, we really want you to do it, but okay, yeah. Well, wait, you know, you're asking me, get somebody else in. I mean, if you want somebody just to get right to all the stuff, just have somebody else do it. But I have crossed the line, and I had a woman come up to me, and I won't get any names or what the events were because they're all great charity. Most of them are charity events, and, you know, they're raising as much money as they can, and I'm not getting paid, so I don't feel bad, but I want to help them make a lot of money. So as I'm leaving, there's always that woman in the back of the room. Very seldom a guy. The ones that have the balls are the women. So she's in the back, and she was on the board for this thing. And she just comes over and she says, "You won't be doing this event again. I was just want to let you know, I just thought you did a lot of stuff in really bad taste." You know, okay. Because, yeah, I don't know why you had to do that, but please don't. I said, you guys asked me to do it. I didn't call you. I said, that's all I could say. I can't yell at her. I go, you asked me to do it. Trust me, I'd rather be home with my wife or taking my wife out tonight. And she goes, well, you'll never. I go, well, that's fine. It's fine. You know, I'm not going to sit and argue with her. And, you know, she wanted to let me know how she felt. And she says, well, I hope you raise a lot of money tonight. And I hope it's good. We'll do just fine. And I left. And I was like, you know, I always wonder if those guys, when they leave, if somebody tries to come up. I mean, they get, like, somebody will probably blast them today for stuff. And again, I'm sure he didn't call them to do the ESPYs. They, you know, he didn't call and go, hey, I'd really like to do this. I'm a huge sports fan. And, hey, man, whatever you're paying, I'll just do it. Or I'll do it for free because, you know, I need the exposure. He, you know, he's way past that stuff. So anyway, just thinking of those awkward moments. And, of course, the recent one at the racetrack had nothing to do. I was just sitting there with my wife for the first time watching an event. And Joy Taylor who, you know, has been in the news. She's up there emceeing her brother's thing. And I like Joey Taylor a lot. I think she's funny, and I've known her, pretty much known her since she's a little girl or a young girl. And so, you know, she's doing, I'm laughing. And of course I had the horse race lady come up to me and tell me what dumbasses you and I are. And I was like, but she didn't let up. She was kind of mean spirited, kind of a bitch, really. But anyway, hey, we've got a lot of good stuff.
Way to go, man.
Yeah.
You're like you're a little Shane Gillis this morning.
No, I'm not, actually. No, that's not.
It is funny, though, man, the fake outrage, right? Like, they get that guy to do the show, and everyone's all upset.
Well, because Mad Dog used to have it, too, and then, you know, I used to get, you're not going to believe, Mad Dog went to St. Thomas Aquinas High School one night, and he did their sports banquet. They called him, and he got a call from the, you know, George Smith's legendary, and, you know, and George and those guys are, you know, done the same thing. If you know somebody, hey, can you stop by and doing our awards and, you know, really like you to do it. Okay. I'll free it up. You know, one shot deal. And one of the top people, a nun at the school, walked him out. This years ago. A legendary story. I mean, Mad Dog couldn't wait to tell me, because next day he's on the plane. He's going, you know, or two nights later, whenever we're on the plane together going to a game, he goes, well, I won't be going back to St. Thomas Aquinas. And I go, Doggy, what happened? He goes, oh. So, you know, and Doggy's another one, like to tip those cold green lizards a little bit, loved them, made them legendary, helped the business of Heineken. And he goes, yeah, I guess I got a little raunchy at a, he goes, I thought Catholics are a little more casual than that. I didn't think, you know, I thought, oh, Mad Dog. I said, he had me laughing. He's telling me this story. And she walked him right to his car and told him, you won't be coming back to this school. Don't ever come back to St. Thomas Aquinas ever. Don't ever. The stuff you just did. And so at least I haven't done that one. I haven't done, you know, that one. But I did laugh because, you know, Mad Dog, again, the school called him to do it and needed somebody and wanted somebody with their, you know, their powerhouse teams to come do the banquet. And so that happens from time to time. But I got a list of guys. If you just need, you know, guys to come out and do stuff, I think they're beating the same group of guys up in town anyway to do everything. Hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on the show. And got some Dolphin stuff we want to get to here this morning. A lot of it. Ben Volen's going to join us. We're going to get caught up on the New England Patriots, man. Game two for the Miami Dolphins. A lot of people think it's the most improved team. Well, listen, when you win four games in a season and you have a whole bunch of money in free agency and you got 11 draft picks, you think, and you kind of clean house, you got a new head coach, and everybody's glad to see Coach Vrabel back and all those things, you start feeling better about your team. And Dolphins will get a chance, as I said, to see him in week two at home for that first home game. We'll talk to Big Ben about everything with the Patriots, including nothing like a little drama. We'll come back and talk about that between owner and former coach. Oh, my God. You cannot make some of that stuff up. Tell you what, summer vacation, kind of a good time to get away and get your energy and be able to do stuff with your family and, you know, really, you know, quality time. Plus, you know, chase the wife around a little bit. Feel good. Get a little romantic again. Maybe you kind of gotten away with it through your, you know, everyday chores and life that you're living right now. We get a little busy, and all of a sudden you get there and you're going, holy smokes, this low TED stuff has kind of changed the way things are here. This vacation's a little different. Doesn't have to be. Now, when you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic, you can sure enjoy that summer vacation, because Atlantic Men's Clinic will take care of low T and ED for you like you've never thought possible. I know a lot of guys my age are going, well, you know, it's getting older. This is normal. You gain a little weight. You're tired. It's normal. I'm going to relax this weekend. I'm not worried about doing anything. And I'm going, well, that's crazy, man. I'm in my 60s. I want to live like I'm in my 40s. Atlantic Men's Clinics allowed me to do it. And I know it'll happen for you, too. Whether it's your energy level and everything that goes with it, or your sex drive is either hit and miss, or mine got to the point it went hit and miss to just miss. Nothing was working. And I got to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic explained everything. I did all the testing. I met with their professionals, and what a difference. What a difference. Just that first appointment made all the difference in the world. I just can't say enough about Atlantic Men's Clinic and all the great work they're doing. I want you to go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. I want you to make that call, set up that first appointment, meet with their professionals, and I promise you within a short period of time, you will notice a huge difference in your energy level, your sex drive, and everything else. Your mindset, psychologically, feeling better about yourself and everything around you. Thank you, Atlantic Men's Clinic, for the great work you've done for me and doing for a lot of men. 7 locations in South Florida. Brand new location in Hollywood. It is sweet. It's beautiful. You're going to love it. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. As you know, the Miami Dolphin rookies are now in camp and in meetings and getting used to everything and getting all set for the veterans to report next week. And then we're off and running, man. Off and running. And we don't have to start looking ahead to like 12 months from now and what the Miami Dolphins might be doing. You can focus on everything. Woody, I've had this on my mind and I can't get rid of it. I can't bet on it, but I just, this Tyreek Hill thing. So I saw Tyreek Hill's name popped up yesterday as the third best through the whole list of people, the front office guys around the NFL and coaches and whoever was asked about this and to rank some guys. And they had Tyreek Hill behind Chase and Jefferson, who I have no problem with that. Listen, I think those guys are clearly the two best receivers in football. I really do. I think they're clearly one and two. And there's a lot of really good number one receivers, but I think those two are different level. I do. And it's just me. But I got to tell you, man, this Tyreek Hill thing, and I know we went through this Tyreek Hill all offseason. I just think Tyreek Hill is going to be way over. What was the number? Like 985, if I'm not mistaken. 975. Over under.
Only way he doesn't get that is if he gets hurt.
So he really is durable to start with. He does play hurt. I give him credit. But I got to tell you, and I'm just going by everything, and you know that I think he's motivated. I think he's been embarrassed by stuff. I think this is the most negative negativity he's heard, and I think something has kicked off, and I think he's on a mission. He went out and ran 2 10-100 meters, which we may never, ever see again, in two different states running track meets in California and Texas. And I thought that was a great sign. I honestly was like, all right, man, you're sure. First of all, he could have easily done that at age 30 and run like a 10.5 or 10.6. And that just adds right to the like, oh, he slowed down. Guy goes out and runs stupid times that probably, I don't know of anybody else except maybe a rookie that ran track in the last year or two in college could have run times like he just put together. Just give you an idea. I just think with all this stuff that he is going to come back and be way, way over 1,000 yards. Now, I don't think it's going to be at 1,700 or 1,800. I don't think that's the game plan because I believe Waddle's going to be a bigger part of the offense. But 1,400 or 1,500 yards, especially if Tua plays 15-plus games, yeah. I think, you notice I'd say 15-plus. A couple games he could be out. But I think Tyreek's going to have a big year. And for those reasons. And I also think they looked at Jalen Waddle's numbers, who, you know, everybody got wrapped up in how bad Tyreek Hill's numbers were. Jalen Waddle took the hit, too. Some of it was on, you know, himself dropping balls and those type of things. But we got to get him more targets. You got to get him more involved. He's obviously got to stay healthy, too. But he needs to be over 1,000 yards. I don't know what his number is, but those two guys – it's crazy in this offense to think that those two you don't pay those guys that kind of money on the outside. I believe they're the second highest paid combination of receivers in the league, right there with the Philadelphia Eagle guys on the outside. So I just, you're paying them not to be 900 and 700 yard guys. I think that's going to be a real priority for the Dolphins. And I think both guys, Jalen Waddle, you know, with Tyreek out for the offseason, Waddle really got to get a lot of throws from Tua. And I thought that was probably, for me, one of the most positive things that happened is Waddle out there getting a chance, not worrying about Tyreek Hill targets, and getting a chance to be Tua's guy, go-to guy out there, and get some time in back with him. And, of course, they've been together for a long, long time going back to Alabama. But I just thought those were some good signs for this team. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff. Ben Volen is going to join us early 7 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about last year's 4-13 Patriots be the Miami Dolphins home opener in week 2 after the Miami Dolphins play the Colts on the road in week 1. And we'll get his take after spending and having a ton of money in free agency to go out and get a lot of guys. And they got some really good players. They did go out and get themselves a lot of frontline guys. They had a big draft class, if I'm not mistaken. I think they had like 11 draft picks. Got the top tackle in the draft, offensive tackle in the draft. And so how much better can they be? How much, including a quarterback, Drake May, was pretty good in year one, considering what he had around him. I thought he was really good. That's just me. How will he look in year two? We'll get into all that stuff with Big Ben. Not to mention this other topic that goes on. It's so weird. After what Belichick, Kraft, and Brady did, I mean, it's the greatest run we'll probably ever see. The way the system is set up in the NFL, for one team to dominate that long. Now, I know what you're going to say. Well, Kansas City last 5 or 6. Yeah, no. I want to see them do that and continue to do that for another 14 or 15 years, and then call me. Because that's what Kraft, Belichick, and Brady were all part of. Owner, head coach, and quarterback. I don't think we're ever going to see a run like that again. I think people get it figured out before that and never. Well, we'll have, yeah, listen, 6, 7, 8 years with Mahomes doing has been great. But you look at what they did in New England, it's incredible. So now now everybody's coming out yapping, right? And Tom Brady, I give him credit. He hasn't said much. He's staying out of things and chasing a couple of hotties around these days. He didn't have time for all that stuff. But Robert Kraft, I love this one, Woody. It's so petty for a successful owner and Bill Belichick to respond to it. So Robert Kraft comes out and says, yeah, we took a big risk and gave up a lot to get Bill Belichick, considering he didn't have a winning record when we got him. And so, you know, Belichick wasn't going to let that go. And he goes, no, I took a chance on you. I took a chance on you because your reputation as an organization wasn't very good, except that the Jets were a mess too. So I decided that I would coach for you. And I'm thinking, this is some serious petty old guy stuff. It really is. How about that? Robert Kraft and Belichick, little jabs. Little jabs back and forth about who took a chance on who. It's amazing. It really is. So Robert Kraft's point was, like, look how well this thing turned out. At the time, you know, I was getting ripped because what are you doing? The guy's never been a winning coach. And when he was in Cleveland, he didn't do well. And he's coming from the Jets. And all of a sudden, I love this stuff. Belichick doesn't let it go and goes, no, I took a chance on you. Your organization was a mess too, except the Jets, I didn't want to be there because that thing was really a mess and ownership and everything else. So I came over to you guys. And I was like, oh, my God. No wonder Belichick and Kraft, I guess it's fair to say, no matter what, they're not best of friends, right now because of ego. It's pretty crazy stuff. Anyway, we'll talk to Big Ben about some of that stuff. Hey, we're also we're going to do something pretty cool that we did yesterday. If you missed it later on in the show, we had Darren Rizzi, who's now has been with the his interim head coach last year for the Saints, longtime special teams coordinator, and now with the Denver Broncos as assistant head coach and also special teams coordinator. So Riz came on yesterday. He's also in charge of special teams for the NFL. All the changes in special teams on the kickoff and the kickoff return. If you like it, you don't like it, you can blame Rizzi, because he was a commissioner's right-hand guy getting all that stuff done. And some of the changes they just made again. So we're going to hear from Riz when we come back. So we'll have that for you in just a moment. But first, I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Whether it's a brand new Equinox, all right, so maybe it's a new Traverse. Whatever it is, listen, before you take that summer vacation and you've decided you're going to stay away from airports, I get it, man. They're a pain in the ass right now. But I got to tell you, if you're just looking to do a family vacation, everybody close, you want to get a real comfortable SUV, whether it's a big boy SUV like a Suburban or a Tahoe or a midsize, boy, you can't go wrong with the family that you're going to see and really enjoy when it comes to comfort, style, and everything else that you get at your South Florida Chevy dealers with the all-new Equinox, which I'm driving right now, or the electric Equinox SUV. You can't go wrong. Plenty of room for you, family, and friends to really enjoy yourself, whether you're going to North Carolina mountains or going to hang around in South Florida for the week. You just want to be comfortable when you're with your family. I'm telling you, they got an SUV absolutely perfect for you that we know you're going to love, with convenient locations all over South Florida. Take a test drive, man. This weekend, you've got some time to fall in love. Take a test drive. You'll love what's going on at your South Florida Chevy dealers.